USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yesterday, as he landed at Palm Beach International Airport, President Trump showed reporters a map that indicated ISIS was on the verge of total defeat in Syria.
There's ISIS, and that's what we have right now, as of last night.
Hours later, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces did announce that ISIS had indeed lost its final bit of territory in Syria. Despite the loss of territory, though, ISIS is still regarded as a major security threat in that region, as well as worldwide. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has concluded his probe into possible Russian interference in the 2016 election and has submitted that report to the Attorney General William Barr, who's told lawmakers he may be able to inform them of the principal conclusions in the report as soon as this weekend. Democrats want it to be released in its entirety. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Not good news for residents of the central and southern U.S. More historic flooding's expected.
More lives and property will be threatened by rising water levels into April. Alex Sosnowski of AccuWeather tells us melting snow coupled with heavy rains in the Tennessee Valley and in parts of the Ohio Valley will create another surge of floodwaters.
We still have a lot of snow on the ground up in the northern plains in the upper Midwest, and part of that is the headwaters of the Mississippi. Probably going to get more rainstorms that swing through part of that area moving forward over the next 6 weeks.
I'm John Clemens.
A survivor of the Parkland, Florida high school shootings has died of an apparent suicide last weekend. 19-year-old Sydney Aiello, the recent grad of the school, taking her own life, according to her mother. She was close friends with shooting victim Meadow Pollock and felt survivor's guilt from the attack, and her mother says she was struggling with college because of her fear of being in the classroom. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. imposing sanctions on a major Venezuelan bank and four of its subsidiaries. A statement from White House Press Chief Sarah Sanders says Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro uses those banks as slush funds to evade U.S. sanctions and move money out of that South American nation. She accused Maduro and his regime of stealing Venezuela's resources and wealth for their personal gain. The U.S. still calling for Maduro to step down. Millions of U.S. disaster victims are at risk of identity theft now after reportedly having their personal data compromised by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. The Homeland Security Department's Office of Inspector General saying personally identifiable information was compromised when the victims applied for housing relief with FEMA, and it affects 2.3 million victims of Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, Maria, and the California wildfires of 2017. The personal information reportedly passed on to vendors, violating the Privacy Act of 1974. And some of that private info shared includes victims' last names and the last four digits of their Social Security numbers. And 2019 nominees for the World Video Game Hall of Fame include Mortal Kombat, Super Mario Kart, and Microsoft Windows Solitaire. Winners will be inducted on the 2nd of May. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.